The 2019 Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival is this weekend, one of several events featured as part of Pensacola's annual Fufu Festival. There will be a juried art show, heritage arts area, and children's arts festival. Since 1999, GGAF also has featured an invited international artist. This year's special guest is from the Philippines. Esmeraldo Abalde is a self-taught artist from Cagayan de Oro City in southern Philippines. The 31-year-old is the first invited international artist to come to the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival from that Southeast Asian country.
It's an honor to me and to my country. For me as an artist to be here and to be part of the wonderful festival.
Esmeraldo, who still holds a day job at a financial firm, did much of the legwork to connect with the Pensacola Festival. He found the GGAF website online, submitted an application, and sent samples of his work. His efforts paid off. With Gulf Winds Credit Union helping to pay for his travel, the most expensive to date for a GGAF international artist, he's been able to make his first trip to the United States and bring many of his paintings with him.
It is a great opportunity for struggling artists, self-taught artists like me, to sell the art, especially in the United States.
Esmeraldo began to lay the groundwork for this great opportunity long ago at his home in the Philippines, initially inspired by the artistic talents of his mother.
When I was a kid, when I was with my mother, she drew it was a snake, something like that, in front of me. And I was fascinated about it.
His fascination led him to repeatedly imitate his mom's drawing on the wall. Without any formal training, Esmeraldo built on his early natural skills by picking up what he could at school and by being a keen student of art.
At school, my teacher, we had a special project. My teacher always asked me to draw the pictures on the board, and that's what makes me motivates to paint art, to draw, to create art.
That's what motivated you.
Yes.
Now, you say that you are self-taught. So that
yes.
Does that mean that the only really education you got was from your mother and from, like, public school?
Yes. From my mother and from my friends at school, because they also draw. So I learned from them. And the other knowledge I got on art is by myself. I read and I look at the other work of artists, because by looking at their artwork, you learn from them.
In college, Esmeraldo wanted to study architecture, but he wound up majoring in business. Utilizing his degree, he began working in the financial sector. With lots of encouragement and salary to pay for bills and painting supplies, he decided to follow his dream of becoming a professional artist.
When I meet a lot of people, they would ask about my art, and then when I show my paintings on my cell phone, they would go, oh, I like this one. I want to buy this one. How much do you sell this? So that time, I believed that I can make money out of it, out from art.
Has your business degree helped you?
Yes, a lot. Because if you are a self-taught artist, You're kind of multitask. You have to make your own website. You have to market your art you made and meet a lot of people that you have a new paintings done, and all the things that you need for your paintings.
For his paintings, Esmeraldo prefers to work with oils, and he draws much of the inspiration for his pieces from colors.
Yes, color is one of my favorite. I feel like the world is always beautiful because it fills with different colors. And I use color to express my feelings.
How so? Give us an example.
Like landscape and the cityscape. When I take a picture of a place, when I transfer it on canvas, I have my own color preferences to express my feelings.
Does that mean, like, you might choose a lighter, brighter color
yes.
if you're feeling really good or happy about a place?
Yes.
How would you describe your style of painting?
My painting, I think, is impressionism. I don't know how do you call this, but I tend to blur my paintings to create abstraction and realistic result, because too much details on the painting, I feel it doesn't challenge the viewer. So I blur some part of it in order to have some space for some imagination.
From his booth at the Great Gulf Coast Arts Fest this weekend, Esmeraldo will display and sell his paintings and conduct demonstrations. What you might notice is that many of his works feature cityscapes, and there's a very good reason for that.
I love to paint my city because I really love my city, and I want to inspire people in my place to make love of cities. So through my painting, I want to bring something. You need to uphold our city, to promote our cities.
During his visit to Pensacola, invited international artist Esmeraldo Abalde will be talking to elementary students about his own city, Filipino food and culture, and of course, his art. An open to the public event is set for this Wednesday evening beginning at 6 at the Pensacola State College Anna Lamar Switzer Center for Visual Arts. The 3-day festival kicks off on Friday. More details at ggaf.org and wuwf.org. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.